Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Being a fighter pilot has long been a dangerous job, but starting in 1954, a dedicated team of aerospace scientists worked on an isolated plateau in the heart of the Utah desert, developing technology and running tests that would save the lives of American fighter pilots. In the early days of flight, pilots made emergency escapes by crawling out of the cockpit, jumping off the airplane wing, and pulling their parachute on the way down. After World War II, jets began flying at speeds above Mach 1, faster than the speed of sound, and the old safety equipment wasn't good enough anymore. In fact, between 1949 and 1956, 80% of pilots who ejected from their planes were injured or killed. Responding to these tragic deaths, the United States Air Force searched for a site to test ejection seats, parachutes, and the effects of supersonic flight on the human body. They found the ideal location atop Hurricane Mesa, above Virgin, Utah, where in 1954 they built the supersonic military air research track called Project SMART. This test facility consisted of a 12,000-foot-long track, a rocket sled, and a pusher loaded with live rockets to hurtle the sled down the test track at supersonic speeds. Researchers then turned to the problem of how to fling a human out of the rocket sled without death. To test the effects of high-speed flights and ejections, they strapped a crash test dummy wearing a parachute to the rocket sled. These dummies, the most famous of whom was named Hurricane Sam, recorded whole-body movements and transmitted data via telemetry during the simulations. These dummies came to be known as flying monkeys, which was a nod to the live monkeys, pigs, and bears initially used as test subjects. For 6 years, these data-gathering dummies parachuted 1,500 feet down to the valley floor after being ejected from the rocket sled on top of Hurricane Mesa. Project SMART closed in 1961 after 334 tests that helped design safer ejection systems for American pilots. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Pocketville Project in Virgin, Utah. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.